The Speech Resource Company presents Historic Moments in Speech.
I'm Robert Wickstrom with another chapter of Historic Moments in Speech. This time, it's all about Fireside Chats, which was a series of radio broadcasts that President Roosevelt gave as a means of direct communication with the American people. When FDR became president, the nation was suffering from the Great Depression. It was vital to talk to the people about the sweeping changes of his New Deal, and the radio provided a perfect medium. Families gathered around their living room radios in the comfort of their own homes and listened to the President of the United States. In his first fireside chat, FDR explained why he declared a national bank holiday and temporarily closed all the banks. It was the start of the measures that the president would adopt during FDR's first 100 days. Fireside Chat number one was broadcast on this day, Sunday, March 12, 1933.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. To talk with the comparatively few who understand the mechanics of banking, but more particularly with the overwhelming majority of you who use banks for the making of deposits and the drawing of checks. I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done and what the next steps are going to be. I recognize that the many proclamations from state capitals and from Washington, the legislation, the treasury regulations, and so forth, couched for the most part in banking and legal terms, ought to be explained for the benefit of the average citizen. I owe this in particular because of the fortitude and the good temper with which everybody has accepted the inconvenience and the hardships of the banking holiday. And I know that when you understand what we in Washington have been about, I shall continue to have your cooperation as fully as I have had your sympathy and your help during the past week. First of all, let me state the simple fact that when you deposit money in a bank, the bank does not put the money into a safe deposit vault. It invests your money in many different forms of credit, in bonds, in commercial paper, in mortgages, and in many other kinds of loans. In other words, the bank puts your money to work to keep the wheels of industry and of agriculture turning round. A comparatively small part of the money that you put into the bank is kept in currency, an amount which in normal times is wholly sufficient to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?